expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Wanted to sound like what it sounds like outside more and more these days.
I was going to say something about that, but then I'd be called racist and,
You're not racist? Well, good grief, you're not a member of the club then. We're all racist.
Everybody's racist.
It's all,
I know. But that person scared the crap out of me at first. It was like, whoa, what is it?
All you have to do is, shoot a couple of black people. Oh, wait a minute. They were white. And you're still a racist. It's unbelievable, the whole Rittenhouse thing, you know?
We didn't
even know that they were black for like 2 years.
How's about this? EA Sports ended up going through and banning his account for hate speech because it was his name.
Who?
EA Sports. The game... They have, like, the Battlefield series and a bunch of the others, but his name was his name on the game. They banned his account because his name is hate speech, even after he was acquitted.
See, this tells you how much I know about games, but, you know, yeah.
So saying Kyle now is racist?
Well, and that's it's anything. A huge problem right now. They're going so woke on all these video games.
Have you ever heard...
Wait, just by the name?
Yes.
His given name is hate speech.
Your name. Hey, has anybody ever heard the story of the boy that cried wolf? Remember the story about the boy that cried wolf? You know, the kid was out there watching the ship. That's exactly what's going on right now. Is that at some point in time, you call me a racist, I'm giving you the finger. I don't really give a crap what you have to say, what you think, because you're just throwing stones about stuff that's completely BS. That's all. So the answer to me is, F you. I mean, I think I could say that.
You can't say it and then ask if you can say it.
Sorry.
How can you do that?
Can I say this? Because these people are so brainwashed with, you know, and I've been looking at some of the techniques of these brainwashing through the media. These people do not have any facts. It's all about the narrative. It's all about what they've been told to say on MSNBC or their constituents. They have their little bubble, of people, their little think tank of disinformation. Nobody wants, there's no such thing as truth in these guys' world. Everybody's
a
racist.
It's not in the vocabulary. They don't care.
They've cried wolf many times. And even if there are some legitimate racist issues out there, and I'm sure there are, guess what? I don't want to hear them anymore. I don't really want to hear them. If you are going to lie about every single thing that comes down the pipe and keep crying wolf, guess what? I believe nothing you say anymore. CNN, wow. Hey, I'm going to tune in for some hard-cutting news there that'll give
that's
you
truth. That's why I don't even waste my time with that. It's just not worth it.
Good morning.
Better things to do.
Good morning. Welcome to Sovereign Minds.
So that's actually the thing, too, is it gets everybody else lost in the woodwork of absolutely every real thing that goes on out
there. That's the whole point of it.
But the thing is that they guise themselves like Black Lives Matter. There's still a lot of people that don't know it's a corporation. They don't have an understanding of Patrice now has like three homes worth $500,000 each, and they don't have an understanding that what have they done to actually help the black community. They haven't done anything.
Especially since the election was over.
Well, yeah. I mean, literally now. Let's take this for a point. Did you guys know that now they're actually starting to prosecute Antifa members and some of the BLM members that are going through and doing these acts to where they're hurting people and harming people? Did you know that they're now, I mean, even in California. In California.
Wow, that's saying a lot if it's in California.
But look at how they use these people to get at their political ends and their political means and then throw them away like trash. People think that there's going to be anything that changes from any of these activities. And the biggest problem is even when you get a populist movement going, they try to co-opt it, just like they did with the Tea Party movement.
Yep.
Well,
all right.
There you have it.
Do we still have a caller? We have another caller. We got a couple callers.
I got a new computer. I'm trying to get into the chat
room. Okay, well, let's...
Blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
Well, we got a... I believe Steve is on line one, so we'll go to Steve first. Good morning, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Thank you guys for... well, we were in a little parade here in Fort Jones up here in Siskiyou County, and Spiner, I think that's his name, he's running for Congress. He was coming down the line talking to people, and... Friday night, we had this very interesting film in Mount Shasta. There's an active group in Mount Shasta that's bringing the education forward about the to the people. And this film was about the harsh treatment of the prisoners in Washington from the January 6th insurrection, they call it. And there was people with dots all over their chest from the FBI coming into these neighborhoods with the big old trucks and the 50 caliber machine gun and four or five FBI vehicles, you know, all manned up in their suits and armor and everything, pointing dots all over this one Mexican's chest in front of his daughter and little boy and wife. And the whole family ended up handcuffed, the little daughter, the little boy. And the whole purpose of this thing was to infer complete and, you know, it was just unbelievable. It would really, really upset you, to see the fear that they were instilling in these people and in the neighborhood of all the people who live in that neighborhood of what the corruption is doing to the people. I mean, can you imagine being an FBI agent sitting there pointing your red dot at a fellow citizen? The brainwashing that FBI agent is going through.
So Steve,
to be able to do that to his own people.
Here's what I would
say
on this is that right now we actually on the left and right, we've got to come together because we have huge, huge problems right now in all of our agencies.
So this Spiner guy who running for Congress, he's going down through the line. And I'm with a group of bikers, and we're, you know, riding in the parade. And Christian Brothers Association, and I'm with the Combat Veterans Association. And he comes up to us, and I go, if you are about saving the people in the Washington prisons, you know, we'll talk to you. And he said right off the bat, you mean the terrorists in jail? And I said, keep on walking, buddy, or I'm going to come off my bike.
Well, they're brainwashed. They have, you know, they really are, Steve. They're brainwashed. I mean,
exactly.
They don't have a clue because, you know, it's the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. What happens is that if you are spread, that's why the media is so dangerous because all they do is spread lies, and then you got these guys thinking that these lies are truth. They're so screwed up. How do you think the Germans took over Germany? It's the same process.
Yeah. I've been wondering that, and now I see it right here in our own little counties, right here in front of us.
Yep.
You know, we got all this cartel right up here, you know, just running right over us with their pot growing, and the sheriff tried to do something about it. Now he's being sued for the, you know, withholding water. I think the suit's about. But again, you know, we don't have God, we don't have the moral integrity that we used to have way back when. When we didn't have these homeless problems, we used to have hobos that would jump trains and go from county to county or city to city and get a job and then jump on another train and sit in their camps, and that's what they wanted. But this welfare thing that was enacted in the 60s has just done nothing but bring us down. And you know, the you know, somebody mentioned just now the people convicted in L.A. the Antifa, eight or nine Antifa activists are being convicted in San Diego and L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to cause more reaction on their part, which is going to have to make us ammo up and open carry and show that we are not going to stand down to these people coming in our cities. So it's more ammunition for us as citizens to go to the sheriff and demand our constitutional right under God.
Very good.
Thank you very much, you all.
Thanks
for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right,
we got another caller.
Well, we haven't even done the intro.
Okay. All right.
We got to at least say it's Sunday, December 12th. And,
yes, it is.
I'm here in Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, and the kid that rocks around the clock, the Cyber Dave Johnson, and the librarian of the bumper, Magic Buttons. We've got producer extraordinaire, Travis, and...
No, at least we're not rushing through anything.
No.
It's only 15 minutes in.
There you go. And we also, I need you to understand that, you know, we need support from people out there. We really appreciate all the support that we've been getting for the media, here lately. You know, we've got, you know, the podcast on Monday and then, the radio here on Sunday. You know, we don't get paid for any of this. We have to pay for everything. And, you know, if you're interested in helping support us, you know, you can write checks to PECON. That's Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now. It is a 501c3, and all the donations are tax deductible. Please write media in the reference line. Or if you want to donate to the Second Amendment, put 2A in there for Mark Barrett and his court case that he's got going. And, you know, we really appreciate everything you guys have done out there.
I want to give a shout-out to the people that have been supporting that for Mark. We have been receiving some donations, and it's going into the kitty to help fight that for the Second Amendment case.
There you go. Perfect.
And so if you want to send us the checks, you can mail it to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. If you need to talk to us, give us a call at 530-221-0101.
There you have it. I almost forgot to tell them where to send the checks. You know, you could put on the line instead of becoming Mark Kent. No, Karen, I need the money for Christmas. No, it's all going to a good place. It's all being spent wisely. It's 100% going to the places that you are asking it to go to. We get paid nothing for any of this. Which
zilch.
Kind of, you know, it's kind of screwed up in itself. I guess we're gluttons for punishment, though. Let's go to our caller.
We've got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks.
What you got?
Well, a couple little things. I was on the chat room, and somebody posted, January 6th insurrectionists keep getting prosecuted. I haven't heard anybody from Dominion, the FBI, or Democratic politicians getting prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, it's selective. Hold on, Jimmy. It's selective prosecution. That's what the left doesn't want to admit to. You got the Democrats up there that have tried to turn this into something that it's really not, so they can try to prosecute everybody because they know that they're in real trouble with all the crimes that they've committed. And when the House turns over, who knows what's going to happen? I don't have a lot of hope because the Republicans are deep seated, like a Mitch McConnell. I mean, what a total freaking jerk that guy is. So, you know.
Choice of words, Mark.
So anyway, go ahead.
I was at this place called Timberlords yesterday. My son takes me there, and it's a place where you can go axe throwing. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, and they're not, you know, big giant. They're just like hatchet size axes. It's very safe. They have a lot of rules, and you throw these hatchets at a very large wooden target about 12 feet away from you. Well, I was talking to the guy working there, and here's an example of Facebook's wokeism and all this other garbage. They banned their business from Facebook because it promoted weapons.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of strike you as stupid?
we see this actually everywhere. As a person who used to be a media creator on a lot of these platforms, I was banned off of YouTube. I was banned off of Twitter for more than 2 years. I'm finally back on it now. Not that I even use it anymore, aside from just being able to log in and see the things I need to see. Banned off of Facebook, perma-banned off of Facebook, actually. And you look at these things, even on TikTok. I have a TikTok, and I'll post some videos. If you post even an airsoft gun, like I was teaching my child to use and respect firearms and teaching him the safety rules, and I thought it'd be a cool video with an airsoft gun.
Right.
It was reported and taken down.
Wow. It's
yeah.
It's just out of hand.
And I got it reinstated afterwards, but they'll crack down on anything. These social media companies are so against your First and Second Amendments, and look at what's going on with the metaverse. They're saying that one third of all businesses you're going to be meeting for your job in the metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that future personally.
Yeah, I just called because when I heard that yesterday, that Facebook banned them for promoting weapons, you know, doing something like that, it was just completely ridiculous. And that's happening right here in Reading. So,
yeah.
Anyways. Oh, and real quick, are you guys going to have a fundraiser at any time soon?
We're working
for
on it.
Okay.
For the media?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We're working on it.
Well, I don't know. Don't know nothing about it. So there you go. Don't know.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
No, we're working on it.
Thanks,
anyway, we just haven't set a date, and we just haven't followed through because we've been so busy, Christmas and everything. But we will have one. I've already talked to a couple people about it. So
I guess that leaves me out. Cool.
Well, you know, you're not, I'm sorry I don't call you up every time I have a conversation. So anyway, with that said, let's move on.
I mean, can we take a few couple wins here? Chris Wallace
is leaving Fox.
He's leaving Fox.
Yay!
And you guys know Nancy Pelosi's probably not running again?
Yay! Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to run when your teeth keep falling out and you're drunk.
I'm just saying, we can take a few wins. Like, there's a lot of folks right now that just don't like these people, and they're tired of being lied
to. Nobody likes them. They don't even like themselves. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Fred.
We do have another caller. I believe we got Dolores on the line. Are you there, Dolores?
Yes, I am.
What you got for us this morning?
Oh, yeah, I just had a comment. I don't know. My thinking is like, well, I know we have issues regarding our Second Amendment. We can't get a sheriff who's a Constitution, who just, you know, multiple problems.
Right.
You know, I was thinking, well, what about if this SB 271 passes? Wouldn't that be great if that bill passes? That means anybody could run for sheriff. Maybe we could get Patrick Jones to run if that passes, hopefully this year, right?
Well, that would be great.
He's kind of tied up over at the Board of Supervisors right now.
Yeah, I know. But if that, you know, that passes, that will be a great opportunity because then we don't have to worry about our Second Amendment. And then we could just hopefully get somebody else to step in his place. And, you know, but we need to think our, you know, how we're doing things, our strategy has got to be different. We can't keep on waiting and waiting because we don't have much time.
I don't know much about SB 271. Do you guys?
It's a bill I kind of was reading last night, and I talked to somebody about it last week. It talks about that the qualifications to run for sheriff is really high. It eliminates people to run for sheriff. You have to have, you know, all kinds of certificate in law, and so if SB 271 passes, that means a lot of people could run, meaning the qualification will be out the window, meaning it's anybody could run, so we will have more options.
We'll have to look into it.
So what it is, there's two sections to the code, and they're wanting to scrub a portion of the sections from it. In fact, it looks like they're scrubbing all of Section 2 and Line 3, 4, 5, and 6. They're changing on there. And so
What it is it's changing for the office of the county, the sheriff, the qualifications set forth in section blah of the government code, and then section 2, no person is eligible to become a candidate for office, sheriff, or any other county unless at the time of final filing date for election he or she meets the following criteria. But you guys can go up on there, and I encourage you to. That's something to where it's, my opinion on it, it's good and bad.
I was going to say, because the person that introduced it is Senator Wiener.
Yeah.
So I'm a little reluctant, you know, but we all need to do our homework on it. I was just wondering if anybody else was familiar with it.
My thoughts on it are...
Yeah, but here's the thing, even though somebody who's a Democrat, in, you know, introduced this bill, but we also got to look and take advantage if it gets somebody like Patrick Jones to run for sheriff. And we won't have to worry about who's going to protect us for, you know, for our Second Amendment. I mean, that will just basically take care of that. You know, I'm just looking at that, the outcome of what will be positive, even though it's a negative, that who introduced the bill.
Yeah, because the way I could see this playing out is they probably want this bill because the sheriffs right now are not actually enforcing these mask edicts and these jabs and the rest of it. And so they basically want to lower the qualifications because they can't find enough sheriffs that'll constitutionally go against their oath, which that's a good thing. And we want to try to keep that. So in the future, what you'd see if this passes is you'd see a bunch of blue cities that basically have tyrants that are running them with anarcho.
I can see both sides of that
and
changing the qualifications.
And then over here, we'd have a great situation to where it'd be open carry and night and day.
Right.
But anarcho tyranny is what you'd see in those bigger cities.
Right. But we appreciate you calling in and letting us know about it, Dolores, so we can look into it and see what's going on with it. That's for sure, and do some homework.
All right.
Thanks,
Dolores.
Right. Appreciate the call.
You.
I think 4F's about ready to get 4F'd out of the chat room. You know, he doesn't.
I'm not even.
Yeah,
looking just, right at the moment.
You know, so oh, you rely on your lack of intelligence. Yeah, this guy's a freaking rocket scientist. So anyway, let's move on to our stories and see how it goes.
Oh, did you hear Dr. Fauci? He said, well, we'll just have to deal with yearly booster shots if they become necessary.
Oh, we've got them all, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We've got, you know, the...
Did you hear the mayor of New York on the vaccines? He's saying this morning, he said on the regular media that if you want freedom, you have to get the jab. That's the only way you're going to get your freedom.
Any thinking person knows that this is a power grab at this point.
Yeah.
You
know? And also in New York this last week, they also went through and tried to, by mandate, say that you needed to have your 5-year-olds vaccinated and have your identification and your vaccination card to be able to go into anywhere. That's fun.
Yeah, and I believe he also said that all private companies have to have the vaccine.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to me and very telling. You expect a 5-year-old to have ID, but it's racist to ask for ID at the polling and at the booths for voting.
Yeah. What's the matter for you?
Go figure.
Yeah. Maybe.
Speaking of races, did you hear the word looting is now racist?
Oh, my God.
It's changed to mass snatch and grabs now.
Really?
Term. Yep, the LA County people are calling it, it's racist to be called looting. It's now called mass snatch and grabs.
Well, Mars is looking better and better.
Well, that's racist if I go down to Tiffany's because I'm so oppressed that I have to go in with 40 people and smash and grab jewelry and because I can't eat, you know, I have to smash and grab instead of going to the store and stealing something to eat, I have to go to Tiffany's, you know, because if I'm going to smash and grab, I'm going to the top. You know, I'm going to be the master smash and grabber because if I'm not, then, you know, I'm not fulfilling my destiny as a non-racist black person who or white person or whoever that, you know, it's okay to steal because hey, I'm oppressed.
Member of society,
Yeah, I'm oppressed.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
Meanwhile,
it's all your guys' fault that I had to go in that store and and smash the glass and take all the stuff.
And, you know, I'm looking at this article. Why do people willingly sacrifice their freedom, awaken from the mass formation deep hypnosis? This comes from a professor of clinical psychology. He studied the psychology of totalitarianism and says that people have been hypnotized into submission through mass hypnosis called a mass formation. The masses are led to crave a remedy from induced stress, priming them for hypnosis and obedience. Dr. Desmet says that 30% of the people are now deeply hypnotized, 40% are not yet hypnotized, but are following the herd, and the remaining 30% are opposed to tyranny. Clear thinkers can persuade the 40% to turn away from totalitarianism. Yeah, because it's for your own good that we're putting you in a concentration camp because you won't take our experimental medical procedure. Yeah, that's not...
No problem.
That's the problem, hey.
Meanwhile,
in Germany, they're trying to get rid of the, you know, the... what's the Germany where they God, I'm having a brain fart.
On a bright side, what do you think
about
getting
rid of people?
That?
I mean, we're
the Nuremberg
Nuremberg
document. I couldn't think of it. So the Nuremberg document that says that we want to keep this medical tyranny, these medical savagery, you know, you go back and look at what happened to the Nazis, from ever happening again, and this is in Germany, now we need to get rid of that document that protects everybody from medical tyranny now because we want to keep them safe.
Yeah.
Safe.
It's history repeating itself. I mean, it's a cyclical cycle that happens about every 80 years when you look at history, and it's been something that's going on forever. You basically have tyrants that take control and want to force everybody to live under their edicts and their mandates and use people for their own experimentation.
Isn't that why we had the United States form? But I'm just saying. And with that, we have to go to a break. Yeah. If you want to call in, the number is...
You know, get 4F out of the chat room. He's a moron.
530-605-4567. Travis is on the phone, so we may not quite go.
We're blocked. You've had enough.
He's working several things in there, but we will be going to a break shortly.
It's the same crap every year.
Here we go, guys. We'll see you on the other side.
Here we go.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
For him, and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a god as the faithless prayer to a fake and a fraud. Worship the man, pledge to his word. One shot, two shot, now you get a third. Sad little man. Trap you like a dog, put your head in the net while they eat you raw. Don't ask why, just comply, cause fear is the drug that the doctor prescribed. Sad little man, you can watch him on the news, preaching to his choir while they learn the rules. Some feel safe and some feel healed, but they'll all hold his hand as he makes the kill. Sad little man, sad little man, you better.
Yeah, I played that again this week because it went to number one from last week. It's like, you know, we got Let's Go Brandon number one and about five different songs. Now we got Saddle and Man. Oh, and we're just a small segment of the population that's, you know, for all this stuff. And we're just so disinformationed. And, you know, it's like the idiot in the chat room every week. You know, every week it's just spews propaganda from the mainstream.
Well, it is. It is propaganda.
That's all it is.
You look at the whole Jesse Smollett trial that went down.
Juicy Smollett?
Yeah, juicy. So
unbelievable.
You know, with after
that, yeah,
his conviction, BLM came out in support of him again.
It's complete. I mean, these guys. I mean, you could slap them in the face with the shoe of reality, and they go. That didn't happen.
Well, and this is what we see. We're literally seeing cases like Kyle Rittenhouse to where it's clear self-defense. Everybody knew it who saw the video from the very first week. He never should have had charges brought against him for that, period. But they turned it into a big media story. What's going on right now with this guy over there that just killed a bunch of people at a Christmas parade? They don't want to talk about that story anymore, yeah. But Kyle Rittenhouse for 3 years? Really?
But that's because he was so oppressed, and you know, that's okay because he was oppressed. Yeah, these guys are out of their freaking minds. So I just want to announce the candidate debates for District 1, 2, and 5 will be filmed by the Red, White, and Blueprint for a special upcoming episode. Come early and grab a dinner. And where's that going to be at?
It's
going to
be at the VFW Hall in Cottonwood, which
5:30 and the event starts at 6. What's the date on that? I don't see it.
I thought it was. I'm not looking at it. It's Thursday. Whatever Thursday is.
They didn't give me the date. I got everything but the date.
So if it's Thursday, this upcoming Thursday?
Yeah.
That's going to be Thursday the 16th.
Okay, very good.
I do believe, but I'll,
we might want to check, so.
Yeah, because it was changing. They were having a debate at the church and in Cottonwood, and now I guess they combined them. So it's all going to be at the VFW Hall in Cottonwood, which is by the post office.
Very good. I want to get to our caller because he's a friend of mine. He's from Nevada County, and they're doing a recall down in Nevada County down there. And good grief, it seems like the recall thing is kind of getting a little widespread all over the place.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
quite
we need,
a few that are starting to.
Yeah, because people are getting tired of this crap. Everybody I've talked to is fed up. Everybody I've talked to is fed up that, you know, that is actually working, that has a family, that cares about how we're being governed, that's not looking for a handout, you know, that isn't caught up in some kind of a racist bunch of crap, that everybody's a victim.
Well, everybody's starting to see that what the governor's doing in our state and other states, the mandatory crap that... Oh, we got another call.
Well, let's go with Calvin. Yeah. Calvin, he should be on the air, and we'll go from there. Hey, Calvin.
Hello, Mark.
Calvin, buddy, what are you doing?
Thank you for having me on. Yes, I'm one of the experienced county recall guys in the state.
I thought you were going to say one of the unwashed masses there for a second.
Yeah, we're rowing at the oars down here in Nevada County. You know, we basically call our county Berkeley in the foothills now.
The People's Republic.
Quite a bunch of, yeah. And you know, years ago, I grew up there, and in 2001, there was a couple of people that got elected under the idea of being fiscal conservatives in 2001. And they hired Ted Gabler, who was the co-author of the book Reinventing Government, which was Bill Clinton's blueprint. Al Gore and Bill Clinton both said that that was the blueprint for the Clinton administration. And so what happened is the supervisors neglected the people back then, and they caused a lot of problems, mainly photographing or using a third-party NGO to buy up the photographs of 55,000 parcels and arbitrarily make restriction data that then they handed over to the planning commissioners that was all green at the time, and we had some problems with that. And so after the shooting, finally we had had enough when finally the county was unfortunately not taking care of the mental health department. And a crazy guy went up and killed three or four people up at the mental health department and another person at the Lions restaurant. We launched a recall against then Izzy Martin, who was Julie Packard's girlfriend that helped fund the program. The Packard Foundation is one of the funders of Agenda 21. So now it's a different issue. It's good to be on your show, Mark. And I'm from Rough and Ready, California. My name's Calvin Clark. And the people in each of the districts have decided to make some difference in Nevada County. And they're the ones who are really pushing forward with each of their districts. And they decided to do all five this time. And just to just make the effort. And it's a little different style, similar to than perhaps the red, white, and blue print. It's a style of grassroots, and which is that up there. But what I mean is, We aren't approaching a need for money at all. We're just going forward and under the radar and into the homes and neighborhoods. And we are going to file a petition against each one of these supervisors. All five district leaders are going to serve their supervisors. We're having a little hard time with the snowstorm with the Truckee district, which is District 5, getting enough signatures. But we launched this on December 8th. And the five reasons, if you have time on your show, I'd love to read the five reasons for that.
I've got them right here in front of me because, you know, I don't know if we have time to read them all, but maybe you could give us a summary of them.
Yeah, aside from concealing facts and not having reasonable diligence in their capacity as supervisors, they went on to really get shady and not really have any public discussion. Then the five reasons, you know, is evident that they concealed facts which were known or should have been known through reasonable diligence. And they neglected many meetings over the last year for transparency.
They violated their oath of office. Contact tracing on citizens as well by unscreened and questionable data from tracers.
Yeah, this company called Rapid Trace LLC was given $200,000 on November 9th. And they didn't even, they got extra funding on the 9th, but it was actually done through a purchase order when they started the contract, which wasn't even transparent to the public. They didn't have a public meeting in the Board of Supervisors chambers. It wasn't on the agenda. It was done through a $49,000 purchase order to start a hiring of a company called Rapid Trace LLC, DBA, hide it with Over the Ridge, sounds local. But if you Google Over the Ridge or you look it up, you'll find, I'm sorry, if you look it up on one of the better sites in Google, you'll find that that company has about 7 offices across the U.S., and their head people are straight out of the leadership of Microsoft, and they will, quote, provide local health official, they will provide local health officer isolation and quarantine guidance and referrals. They're gonna be hired. They're a third party that's gonna refer people these people are unscreened tracers who are gonna collect data and make recommendations for Granny to be isolated and quarantined. That's item number 2.
Well, Australia, here we come if we keep going that direction. And then number 3, some Dr. Scott Kellerman made a public statement gesturing to threaten to shoot and kill unmasked citizens.
Yeah, this was, you know, in jest a little bit, and he, you know, you'd think professionals would have a little bit of scruples or standards of some morality to not joke around about shooting people who are unmasked, especially just that doesn't even define, you know, guilty or not guilty, innocent or not innocent. It's just anyone who doesn't have a mask on. Well, some people have, you know, disabilities. They don't wear masks and other reasons. But even the idea of shooting somebody, I mean, and this guy's an out-of-towner that came in, and he is just, unfortunately, just
so he's the health, but he's the health director in the county.
Yeah, yeah. And then he said, but we're not going to do that right now, you know. So when is he going to do it? Is he going to tell us if he's going to start doing that?
Jeez.
You know, so there's people who know him and like him because, they, you know, he supposedly has a good character. But when this came along, they still, a lot of people, oh, he's a good doctor. Oh, really? Well, maybe when you're, you know, maybe when he turns on you, you'll have a different opinion. But, you know, we tried to get the Board of Supervisors to recommend this department head's mistake, and he didn't do anything. They didn't say anything. And so we turned on them. We said, look, you have a direct responsibility over this department head, and because you failed on that, we're going to not terminate you through his style of termination, threatening to shoot and kill. We are going to invite you to step down, and we're going to give the citizens a chance to do another job interview with all 5 supervisors, who all 5 concealed and didn't, you know, they didn't even publish that they had made any attempt to fix this really silly problem.
So then going on to number 4, they promoted lockdowns, you know, untested medical procedures, and basically the same thing that they've done up here, you know, neglecting to acknowledge natural immunity, going along with whatever Gavin Mussolini down there has to say, and directly violated everybody's freedoms and constitutional rights. You know, that's pretty standard in all the counties, it seems, at this point. And then number 5, what's this? Voted for an unmanned aircraft system? What is it, to perform warrant searches or something?
Yeah, this was done under the disguise by the rhinos, actually, who sent their little guys up to make decisions for and influence their buddies at the county supervisors to have a new pilot program that they funded which now they can fund lots of money into it because they went ahead and rubber stamped it, and that was to fly unmanned drones up to 60 feet down your every county road and using a zoom technology on some of these aircraft to gather data, which is essentially going to be used for code enforcement of cannabis. Now, you know, I don't grow. I have neighbors that are small time. This is maybe necessary on the federal level if they want to monitor and fix, you know, big grows that are coming into the states, invasion, you know, things like that. But this is just a thoughtless approach because the people, 2 things. One is the local county is not disclosing who's collecting the data, where the data is going of everybody's property. And they're actually looking at fundraising is what this is about. They're looking at old cars, you know, your stuff. Granny died, left an old, you know, box of stuff out on the lawn. And, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. This has no accountability attached to it. And all 4 of them voted for this. And the one that withheld, she and all the other 5 voted for the CARES expansive and unsustainable programs that are irresponsible to taxpayers, financial bribery and manipulation. Yeah, we have a little uphill battle down here, but we're going to launch on the 14th. The website or the email address, if you're interested in more information and updates, is AmericanHealingAngels@gmail.com.
I got ProtonMail.com. Is that correct?
Well, what we found, we do have ProtonMail as well, but what happens is sometimes the ProtonMail, it has some restrictions. You know, it's being censored a little bit.
Yeah, it is being censored on the standard platforms.
We're giving both of them out there.
Okay, yeah. So AmericanHealingAngels@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, cool.
If you have any questions or want us to forward you some of the videos, we did a couple videos. We have also the Nevada County link to get their video streaming and watch these people on the public comments.
Send me one of those on email, Calvin. I got the one in the text, but I haven't had time to look at it yet. And I need to go through it on a YouTube or a Rumble so I can kind of see what's in it, so I can shorten it up or figure out what's in there before I can air it on.
So how many are you recalling?
There's five in our county.
You're doing all five?
We're doing all five.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Well, if you got anything else, Calvin.
And you know, some people who are new to recall, you know, have said, hey, why are you doing all five? Or why don't you just do one? And you know, we're hearing that from rhinos left and right. And the fact is the way we did the recall in 2001 was to expose these people so well that even if we pull out and say, you know, the election's tomorrow and they've withdrawn some of their agenda items and reversed some of their positions, the reason why we do it, there's two reasons. One is to unelect them, but the first and primary reason that we did it in 2001 and we're doing it again, and I mean we, meaning the teams of district leaders, is because we want to make sure that we expose them so well that they never, ever, ever get elected again. And we're doing a great job at that. What are they going to say in their 200-word rebuttal? Oh, no, I didn't vote for quarantining of grandma. You know, what are they going to say?
Well, very good.
You know,
listen,
thank you for having me.
Thanks for calling in, Calvin, and appreciate it. And we'll be talking again soon. And let me know if you've got any more stuff you wanted me to help you with.
Thanks again, AmericanHealingAngels@gmail.com. Stay mighty, everyone.
All right.
Keep up the good fight.
All right. Very good.
Bye-bye.
So back to the debate on it is Thursday when we were talking about Cottonwood. Okay. It is Thursday, December 16th. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner and a drink for $10. And the address is 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. And that's the VFW Hall.
And, Dale, if you want to call back, you're more than welcome to. Sorry, I was, we had Calvin scheduled to call in and he.
And then one other thing, Jimmy, if you could, in the chat room, say where the axe throwing event was. I got people asking how they could get involved with that. So if you could type something in the chat room, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. I do want to hit this bombshell of a story that came out this last week of the secret CIA files say staffers committed sex crimes involving children. Now, this comes from BuzzFeed, which is kind of a left-wing site, but this guy evidently did 10 years' worth of research and got Freedom of Information Acts that show that the CIA was basically suppressing prosecution of their people because they said that it compromised their methods and what's the other term they use? Methods and
So they had methods. It was a cop-out, obviously.
Right, sure.
What it comes down to is that they had individuals who were working for them, and it appears that they must have actually been accessing child pornography and things of the nature, and then they also had some individuals that actually also went through and did lewd and lascivious acts with children, and they did not prosecute them. Instead, now as the information comes out, they go, oh, well, that person's no longer with the agency, and we can't prosecute them because it would be giving away our trade secrets.
Right. And it's really crazy. Now, I'm looking at these, you can go to BuzzFeed, and the title on this is Secret CIA Files Say Staffers Committed Sex Crimes Involving Children. And it's like, so your methods and your secrecy is more important than Well, pedophilia?
My question on this is we clearly have had prosecutions that took place on people that were far more dangerous and in far greater places of power to our country than what these guys were. Consider anybody who was a traitor to our nation and went and spied for another nation. We've prosecuted those people before, but apparently it's just a little bit too much effort and maybe a little bit too much redaction needs to be done in those.
It's just crazy, but let's go to our caller, Terry, before we get too far into this.
Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here. It's actually the American Legion Post number 746. It's not the VFW.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's the American Legion Post 746.
Where's that at?
And it's not very big. So
it's still by the post office.
It's on Chestnut Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so an address is correct, but it is the American Legion Hall, because we've had people saying, well, where's the VFW in Cottonwood? There?
Yeah, I'm
the
sorry, that was my bad, American Legion.
Oh, I know, the one by the ball field is where it's at.
Anyway, and the only question I had for the previous caller is, in recalling all five, if they resign, I think he said that they're trying to get them to resign. Is that right? Yes? No?
I think they're just trying to expose them for who they are in the process. So.
Yeah. And that's great. But I think he said something about resigning. Because if they resign, unless there's a quorum left, and there wouldn't be, then the governor appoints. Newsom appoints.
Good point.
So just a question. I'm trying to figure out, maybe they can give us a tip on how they're getting all the money to do that.
Well, I do know they've had some fundraisers and things like that down in those parts. Yeah.
Well, he's basically saying that it's not about the money. It's just about people doing the effort. So I don't know.
Right, but it takes money. But there was a fundraiser down in Grass Valley about a month ago.
That was for something else, though. That's not for these guys.
That was for something else,
Yeah. So.
Well, it was to do with recalls. So
it might have, but I think it's a different group of people.
It might
be a
different
separate
group,
but. Anyway.
Okay, guys. Anyway, thanks a lot. So it is the American Legion, Hall there in Cottonwood, and
is it going to be all of the district?
Yeah, it's supposed to last around 3 hours or so, because it's going to be District 1 and 2, I think 5.
Right.
I think those are the three. I'm not sure if it's.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 5 is what it says.
Yeah, because
I think so. But I do know that the candidates have been contacted, and apparently the only one who really hasn't responded is Modi.
Gee, I'm shocked.
Go figure, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'm pulling it up on the map.
Okey-doke. All right, guys. Have a great show.
All right, thanks.
No, it's over by the post office downtown Cottonwood, so.
I'm looking it up. It's right off of Chestnut Street.
Yeah,
and
I know exactly. Go by it.
Well, that's fine. We're talking about our listeners now.
Yeah, if you go down Main Street, and you make a left at the stop sign past Wendy Lou's. If you're going south, you go to the next stop sign and go through it. Go right by the post office.
That's High Street, is what.
And then it's on the right hand side. It's the easiest way to get there. Yeah.
So if you're going south on Main Street, you take a left on High Street, and that puts you right into it.
Yeah.
All right.
I
don't think I've ever been there, so I was kind of curious where it was at.
Yeah. So it's kind of behind there a little bit. Now we have Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. I'm changing the subject.
Okay.
Okay, what you got?
Well, I'm inviting people to come out and see our Christmas display. I've had several people come by and say they've seen them all the lights, and ours is the best one in Reading, and I'm a little prejudiced. I have to agree with that. But we also this year have the Salvation Army red kettle in the front of our house, and this is our 12th year. In the last 11 years, we've raised over $231,000 right in our front yard. And last year, the COVID-19 year, which I expected to be really poor, was the best we ever had. We raised over $41,000 last year in December of 2020. Anyway, we're located off of South Bonneview, the intersection of South Bonneview and East Bonneview. We have a house that's really close to South Bonneville. You can see the Ranger on the roof. It's 3187 Barrel Court, Redding, California. And I invite people to come out and see us. We've had pretty good crowds last night, even though it was raining. We put up a pop-up canopy, which helps a lot to keep the rain off us. But I'm inviting people to come out and see our display and help the Salvation Army with a donation. If you want to write a check, make the check out to Salvation Army in the lower left memo line, right, Red Barn Kettle, and bring your check out to us. Check and cash. We don't take canned goods, just cash and check.
Are you taking credit cards this year?
No, the people who last year, we didn't take credit cards because of the virus and having to touch the stuff. And I don't have a card reader this year. I'm trying to get one, but I've failed so far to have them, the Salvation Army give me a cell phone, a phone with a card reader on it, a little cube. But we're not taking credit cards.
I hear somebody's going to be a birthday boy pretty soon. What are you, 30 again?
Yeah, right.
Turn it around.
Thursday, December 16th. I'll be 90. I can't believe that I'm that old already. And
nobody else can believe it either, Dick.
I know, and I'm married to a white-haired lady, 84 years old. I don't know how we got to be old folks, but here we are.
Well, she stepped down in her process of finding her mate.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we want to say thank you for everything that both of you do for the community.
You're a great guy, Dick. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, we really appreciate you. And with this,
anybody would like to help tonight, I come streetwalkers.
Dick,
I don't need people standing around ringing the bell.
We're gonna cut you off, Dick.
You're gonna get cut off, Dick. Sorry. If you want to hang on, when we get back, we'll put you back on and finish up. But they're gonna cut us off. Because we're at the top of the hour.
Yeah,
all right?
I'll stay on a minute.
Okay, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
We're on our way home. We're going home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. What to do about Russia? That seems to be occupying the minds of the U.S. and NATO. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss announced today that the world's biggest economies, the G7, are united in warning that Russia will get massive consequences, she says, if the invasion of Russia is, the invasion of Ukraine happens. Russia's military buildup near the Ukrainian border has dominated talk amongst G7 foreign ministers this weekend in England. Russia says it's not going anywhere, but they're bringing more and more troops to the region. Elsewhere, former President Trump says that Russia and China have both lost their fear of the United States because Joe Biden is in the White House.
You didn't have planes, bombers flying over Taiwan. You didn't have what's happening on Ukraine. You didn't have this. I mean, this looks like it's very serious stuff. They don't respect us anymore.
Mr. Trump was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The former head of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power has pleaded guilty to taking bribes in a big corruption scandal.
Federal prosecutors say David Wright is pleading guilty to one count of bribery and has admitted other corrupt acts. Wright was the top executive of the nation's largest public utility during a billing fiasco that stuck hundreds of thousands of customers with excessively high bills. Prosecutors say Wright accepted bribes from a lawyer hired to help resolve that crisis.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Rescuers continue combing through fields of wreckage today from Friday night's devastating tornado outbreak in the South and the Midwest. In Kentucky alone, it's believed more than 80 people are dead and perhaps more bodies will be found. There's very little hope being held out for survivors at this point. Mayfield, Kentucky, was virtually scoured off the map by the big twisters. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Chinese leaders promise more economic support after a slowdown.
Chinese leaders have promised tax cuts and support for entrepreneurs to shore up slumping economic growth as the country grapples with a wave of bankruptcies and defaults among real estate developers caused by a campaign to rein in surging debt. The ruling Communist Party is trying to keep the world's second largest economy on track while forcing real estate developers and other companies to cut debt, it worries, is dangerously high. Ken Lorman reporting.
A volcanic eruption in Spain's Canary Islands shows no signs of ending after 85 days, becoming the island of La Palma's longest eruption on record. It all began back on September 19th. The lava has destroyed 3,000 local buildings and forced several thousand people to give up their homes. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Navy rallies to beat Army in their annual football battle.
Navy came from behind to upset Army 17-13 at MetLife Stadium. The midshipmen who entered the game with a 3-8 record overcame a halftime deficit to defeat the cadets who came in with an 8-3 mark. Army grabbed a quick 7-0 lead 2 minutes into the game, but Navy responded with quarterback Ty Lavatai scoring on an 8-yard run to tie the score. Two Army field goals gave the cadets a 13-7 halftime lead, but Lavatai scored his second TD on the opening drive of the second half to put Navy up for good at 14-13. Navy's win means all three service academies share the Commander Chief's trophy this year. Tom Merriam, East Rutherford.
Today is Sunday, December the 12th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including former TV host Bob Barker, who is 98 years old today. Hall of Fame race car driver Emerson Fittipaldi turns 75. International Tennis Hall of Famer Tracy Austin is 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I love high gas prices. I love paying more for groceries, and I really love seeing taxes rise. It's so good knowing that I'm giving more but receiving less. It makes me feel humble, but I'm going to stop with the sarcasm right there, because I swear we're living in a real jungle. It's what? Pretty simple to me, though. It's way past being left or right. Just use your head and common sense and think about how you've been affected in daily life. Is it easier or is it harder? That's the most important question you should think of first, because life is a bitch already as it is, and you don't need someone that's going to make it worse. Ask me? I think we're don't give me that look. Everything sucks. Have you gone outside? Have you
why
been to the store?
Like
have you compared
that?
The prices to a year before? Do you drive a car? Have you pumped gas? Don't lie to me now. It sucks. You can brush it off like a f***ing joke, but the media lies. Numbers don't.
Who you can't blame, boy? Who is it him?
Well, who the f*** is it then? What jacked up the prices? I want to know. I spend so much at the Conoco. I don't know. I think it's insane that the leader of the country gets no blame, because the whole entire time, the last 4 years, it was cheap as f***. I'm just saying. Now watch. Down in the comment section, someone's gonna give us an economy lesson. I can't wait to hear your expert analysis on fluctuation and how expenses balance.
Hey, it's all a part of the process. What the hell are you bitching for? It's fine.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the 16 cents that I saved on hot dogs for 4th of July. What a f***ing steal. Too bad.
That was obviously the censored version.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've heard that song in the unedited version, and I was like,
wow.
I don't know if he knows that that has a bunch of words in it. So I'm, like, listening for it coming up. I'm going to be like, Travis is going to be upset.
So I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. And then the first word goes through. I'm like, okay, that's an okay word. Oh, here comes the F. Oh, oh, I'm safe.
Yeah, your eyes kept getting a little bigger and a little bigger and a little bigger.
I censored it for you.
Yeah, you did. Are you still with us, Dick?
Yeah, I'm still here. You know, I'd like to mention that the Salvation Army Red Kettle program stops a couple of days before Christmas. It's all over. But we run our kettle 31 days in December, even though there's red kettle shut down. We keep ours going throughout the year. And so this is going to be the 12th night. We started on December 1. I'd like to also mention that Robert Exter, he's been out every night to help me. And Morden Gaiseki has been out every night to help me. He's my kettle guy. And last two nights, Robert Rossi has been out to help me. They come at 5 o'clock, and they stay till we close about 9 or a little after 9. And I could use some more help in this. I call them a street greeters. We have lighted Easter baskets, and we have candy canes in a little white bucket. We ask the kid, any kids there that need candy canes, we give the kids, and I say we give it to kids and whining adults. Some say, well, we're kids too. I say, okay, here, have one. But anyway, we take the money in the street, and then we dump our kettle, our white bucket, into Morgan's bucket. So he handles money, and we just handle candy canes. We don't touch any money out there. Because money is the stuff that could be, have something on it, because sometimes it comes from kids in the back seat, and you don't know if they're sick or not. So the candy cane people do not touch any money, and Morton doesn't touch any candy cane. So we try to stay safe because of the virus is still kind of around, you know. But anyway, I could use some more help. As I call them street walkers, the street greeters. And we operate from 5 o'clock till 9 or 9:30, whenever the traffic dies down. And you just have to go, approach the traffic one by one and pass out candy canes and collect money.
So if somebody wants to help out, do they just show up at like whatever time that they can do?
Well, I like them to call me first, because if a whole bunch of people show up at once, I can't use it. Tonight I could use one more person. Robert's going to show up. And I'll be there in more than three of us, and I could use one more person.
Okay, what's your phone number, Dick?
It's local area code 530. It's 246-9131.
All right.
And we have a place for them to park also. My neighbor that I share a cul-de-sac with, we let you use his driveway to park in, and I got parking for about three cars of by my garage and my yard, so we have parking. But I could use one more street greeter, but I don't need people standing around just ringing the bell. They're kind of worthless to me. The bell attracts people at the supermarket, but I have an attraction already, and I don't need bells for attraction. And standing around ringing a bell is wasting time.
All right, so if you can help Dick out, give him a call at 530-246-9131. And thanks again, Dick, for all that you do.
Thanks for letting me on.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas, Dick.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, all right. Good. All right, so let's move on. I want to get a little back on this story, and then we'll hit the day's headlines before Tim Garmon's going to be in here at
11:30. So
over the past 14 years, the Central Intelligence Agency has secretly amassed credible evidence that at least 10 of its employees and contractors committed sexual crimes involving children. Now, you know, they didn't want to reveal their sources and methods, is what they said on this thing. And, you know, these guys, some were fired, some of them resigned, this and that. But, you know, we're talking about sex with, you know, involving two, you know, one employee had sexual contact with a two-year-old and a six-year-old.
Oh, my God.
He was fired. The second one purchased three sexually explicit videos of young girls filmed by their mothers, which is good grief, even more. He resigned. Third one, estimated he'd viewed up to 1,400 sexual abusive children's images, blah, blah, blah.
So it's all good if they resign and go, that's all that they did, huh?
The thing is, the contractor who, you know, these contractors and these guys that got resigned, what does that do? So you resign, so what?
That's what I'm saying.
Why isn't somebody being criminally charged?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they resign, so it goes away?
Yeah, only one of these individuals cited in these documents was charged with a crime. In that case, in the only previously known case of CIA staffer being charged with child sexual crimes, the employee was also under investigation for mishandling classified material. So I guess classified material mishandling is more important than child.
That's probably why he ended up getting brought up overall.
Absolutely.
Because he probably had some classified material that he was going to sell or leak. I mean, there's all kinds of things to that, but the problem once again gets back to the whole idea of, oh, we can't prosecute them because it'll reveal our sources or our methods. And well, we clearly could prosecute the people who were traitors to our nation and became double agents. We had no problem doing
that.
Well,
it's like we're talking about the last, you know, the January 6th stuff. Well, really, I guess Hillary breaking up her cell phones and you know, losing her server and having it wiped clean with a cloth. You know, all of that stuff was just okay. So it's a selective prosecution by these leftists, you know, and it's not equal protection under the law or equal application of the law on these these people.
And when it comes to this type of stuff, it seems like, boy, they sure can just push it aside. When it comes to the children and...
And this isn't hearsay.
And all of that.
And this is not hearsay.
Well, and this...
We've got the actual records that were out of the Freedom of Information Act on this. This is not speculation. This is the CIA's own records that, you know, it took 13 years, a decade of pursuit to get these 13 public record requests, three separate Freedom of Information Acts. You know, these requests that the earliest that date back to 2012 were for investigations closed by the Office of the Inspector General. So this is not speculation on this. This is not some smear job. I'm looking right at the documents here. Mm-hmm. And so this has actually happened. And you wonder, gee, how come Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? And the word is coming out that he was actually working with one of the government agencies, the three-letter agencies, and they were using this system as a blackmail on politicians. Now, we're going to hear more and more about this as time goes by, but...
Actually, I don't think we will. That was one of the points I want to make.
Maybe.
So, James Comey's daughter is the lead prosecutor in the Ghislaine Maxwell
case. Oh, boy, we're going to get to the bottom of everything, aren't we?
The same woman that just accidentally...
You're talking about Ghislaine Maxwell's case, by the way.
Ghislaine.
Yes, Ghislaine. Yeah. Ghislaine.
I'm
not French. I get a pass, okay?
All right.
But
Ghislaine, I think is how it's pronounced, but I don't know.
The woman who's prosecuting this woman is the same woman that lost the suicide tape. Do you guys know that the hard drives that were inside of the safe went missing? Did you guys know that? They opened up the safe and said, oh, we have photos, we have hard drives, we have stuff like this.
Well, they collected all the evidence. See, that was the FBI. They collected it, but it disappeared.
No, this is what they said. They said, we didn't have the ability to do that.
Oh, they gave it back. That's what it is. They had it.
No, they left it on top of the safe. And then when they came back to retrieve it from on top of the safe, it was gone.
Well, the word I heard, and maybe I'm not sure, we'll have to do a little more homework. What I heard was that they actually, when they raided the place, they had all the evidence. They had it. Okay, they gave it back to him, and then it disappeared. I mean, and we wonder why none of these sex trafficking crimes are being prosecuted.
Well, I don't know. Headline here that says "Get them ready now, Matt Gaetz."
Gaetz. Yeah, he's one of the...
And Steve Bannon discuss EPIC 2024 plan to drain the swamp. We'll start with DOJ and FBI.
Who knows? All I'm saying is that this came out this week, and this is a big revelation, and we're wondering why none of this... if you talk about pedophilia, you're some kind of a right-wing conspiracy thing, but when you start connecting all the dots, how many, you know, and then they'll try to connect the dots with Trump and everything else, too. I don't care where it leads. If it leads to Trump, fine. But you know...
It should be the same, no matter
what. It's the same. It is the same in my book.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think... I think what Trump did was he took a ride from someplace to New York. He never went to the island. You know, who knows what happened there? I'm not sure. But if he's connected to it in any way, shape, or form, then throw the freaking book at him.
Yep.
Absolutely. This is not about Trumpism or rightism.
This is about right and wrong.
This is about truthism.
We want justice.
We want justice, period.
If Trump went out there, yeah, let it burn.
Show me the evidence.
But this is where it gets back to right here. FBI claims it lost HD footage of Rittenhouse shooting, but also never told defense it existed. What we're seeing right now out of all of these institutions, mainly on the federal level, is they are corrupt through and through.
I think at this point, there's nothing. We can't fix the FBI. We can't fix the CIA. They need to be disbanded. They need to be their charters revoked. We need to start over again. Period. Get rid of these guys. They are so dirty, so corrupt. It's so deep with what these guys are doing that, you know, they're basically the extortion arm, the disinformation arm, the propaganda arm.
Do you guys know how the FBI got started?
Well, let's see.
Because the story
really.
In that is
I'm thinking of J. Edgar Hoover sitting in some stockings in front of his desk. But
so the movie Untouchables actually goes about it. That was the people that ended up going on, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm pretty certain.
So you're talking about Elliot Ness and
These guys basically were in Chicago, and they had a situation to where you had Al Capone that was running wild. Nobody could touch him. Yeah, it was. That's the beginning of it. You had Al Capone. Nobody could touch him. And they ended up going in, and they had to take recruits who had not finished their training courses to go under their wings.
So they wouldn't
and
be corrupt.
Exactly, because yeah. everybody within the government at that right. point was corrupt.
Right.
So literally we're looking at a agency
well,
that started out to combat corruption that
well,
now is a part of the problem.
That's
but
why
but,
Biden... go ahead, sis.
No, I was going to say, that's the problem with the government up on top anyway. Well, at all levels, actually, is the corruption has spread in every line of the government.
Well, in
every, you know,
all we have
alphabet.
To do to get back to where we need to be is look at why we had these institutions in the first place. What is the place of the government?
Do you know what the real deep problem of this, before you get there, is if you have unlimited printing of money mm-hmm. is the problem, because then they just keep, you know, using that counterfeiting money. This is why the founders were so explicit about not having a central bank. And that's why Lenin said 90% of the way to communism is having a central bank. Because you have, what happens is these guys have, and when you take off the restriction of sound money and you have deficit spending, that's why this just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And our County Board of Supervisors is an
right,
example of
yeah.
this. You know, they're sitting there thinking they're going to save, they're so caught up in their own little worlds, you know, like, Joe Cimenti saying, well, when I came in here, I came in to save the homeless. I came to do this. I came to do that. Well, I thought you came there to represent the people, not your own interests in what you wanted to do. See, so they think they're saving the county because they're getting all this money from the Fed, who's getting all this money from the state, who's getting all this money from the federal government. Or, I mean,
they don't look outside the box. They think as long as they get the money, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah,
and that's what Leonard Modi has made it quite clear.
Exactly.
As long as I get the money, no matter what it takes to get that money, it's going to make everything better in the county.
Here's what's screwed up. You have to cut the money and take the pain
right.
because otherwise there's no accountability for these guys overspending, their mismanagement of the budgets, their increase in government programs, getting everybody dependent. There's no accounting of that if you don't make them accountable by limiting what they're doing.
And
see,
it's so much worse than that too, because if you do actually have a department that is fiscally responsible, and they don't use as much money, their money gets cut.
That's right.
Well, yeah. You have to spend all your money and then some in order to get the next batch.
It's kind of like a bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. If you just keep, you know, if you have an unlimited credit card, at what point in time does the tipping point get to the point where you can't pay the interest and you have to file a bankruptcy? With these guys, they just keep printing money.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen is at some point in time, the inflation rate gets so far out of hand that nobody can have any, you know, unless you're super rich, you can't eat. That's why it's so important to cut the money off to these guys locally, because they have to feel the pain of their mismanagement of all the resources that they've been doing for the last 10, 15, 20 years.
For a lot of years.
They want to keep kicking it down the road. They want to act like they're the freaking saviors of everything because they keep getting this money from the state, who's getting it from the federal, who's getting it from the bank at 0% interest rate, and they're just printing it out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. And it's doubling and doubling and doubling. And this is what we see. What was the original intention of the government? It was to protect our negative rights. That was it. That was it.
Yeah. And I'm looking at
for the president, it's just to protect us.
But
that's the thing. It was to protect your negative rights.
That's
yes.
right.
It wasn't to give you things. It wasn't to make sure you had a safety net.
I'm not sure what you mean by negative rights.
So you have positive rights, meaning that I have to do something in order for you to get that right, like free medical. That would be a positive right because you're forcing
a
doctor to do it.
That's more like a privilege.
It's not a right.
Yeah. So the only thing that is protected under the Constitution are negative rights. God gave me the right to defend myself.
I'm not sure that's a negative. I'm not sure I like your definition.
Look it up.
A right's a right. A privilege is a privilege. If somebody grants you that right, that's not a right. And it's like saying the Second Amendment's a privilege because the sheriff gives us a
CCW. They want you to believe that that's what it is,
either
but
right,
it's not.
It's either a right or it's not. It's either a right or it's not, you know. It's like, is free medical care a right? Obviously not, because if you have to go to the doctor, you're enslaving him by saying you have to give it to me for free. So I'm not sure. Well, I'll look into your definitions. I just think your definitions are screwed up. But I'm looking at I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying you're screwed up, even though I could. But I'm looking at the Trump chat room. And I'm not saying I'm against Trump. I'm saying that I think he was the guy that was trying to turn the swamp around. But I do have some issues. Okay, my biggest issue with Trump at this point is the vaccines. Why does he keep promoting the vaccines? He's the one that created them, and he keeps saying get the vaccines, you know, which
and
is...
it's not helping.
I'm not against anybody, but if they're not have morals and they're breaking the law, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, so what we were talking about with the whole Trump thing is it came out under witness testimony from the pilot that Trump had flown on Epstein's plane.
Yes, he's on flight records, but never to the
interesting
thing. But never to the island.
That's the interesting thing. So that didn't come up there, but that had actually come out a long time ago. They tried to use it to smear him and try to say that he had gone to the island, and it ended up coming out that... at that point in time, now there may be something else that comes out of it, and we should investigate.
Their narrative also is that when he found out what Epstein was doing at Mar-a-Lago, he kicked him out, you know, because he didn't like what he was doing. Because, you know, I imagine at that point you have a little spidey sense about who's doing what. And if these guys are working as agents for the government to try to entrap people, you know, you go to a party in Washington, D.C., you wake up in a back room surrounded by three 13-year-olds and somebody's taking pictures, you know, they've got you by the short hairs. I mean, it explains a lot of things if you look at this. It explains why there's no prosecution. It explains why Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. It explains why none of the guys that could, in this new trial, none of the witnesses, the girls, could name some of these bigger players are being allowed to testify. At some point in time, you get two and two and you equal four. Can you remember Boehner bawling on the floor of the House like somebody had blackmailed him?
Yeah, but this thing is so huge. It encompasses a lot of people.
Okay.
It's coming out more and more, all these people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff. I mean, obviously, they want to keep the borders open so that they can continue trafficking these children.
Right.
We have children that are being trafficked right now by our government. We already have instances of them taking... I have an article right here. This is really going to blow everybody's mind. Everybody's mind should be blown by this one. So we have an article that is about the TSA and...
what are they doing now?
Oh, you're going to love this. So the TSA and all these restrictions got brought up because some guys literally not from our country came over here, got in planes, and flew them into towers and other buildings. Okay, so right now, take migrants at their words. Republicans criticize process allowing illegal immigrants to get through airport security without ID. You and me got to go through airport security with ID.
I go through with ID, and I still get pulled out. I don't make it through.
But we're literally going to allow somebody that came into our country illegally on these planes. Why do we have the TSA? Why? Why do we have any of these people doing these jobs? Because all they're doing is hurting people and harming people.
And bigger and bigger.
And try to have more and more and more control over us.
And we've got this administration that is literally flying kids in the dead of night on planes and chartering planes and sending them into towns and dropping them off with no files, no documents, nothing whatsoever. How is that not child trafficking?
Sources and methods are more important than that, right?
I'm mind blown by the amount of just crime and greed and nastiness in our system. We need to throw them all out. There's basically only about five good people on the Republican side in our Congress that are actually fighting for us. Then you got Mr. One Eye over there. Oh, I'm a veteran and all this, but I'm going to go ahead and propose bills that are going to take your rights and allow you to basically be left in prison.
See, I heard that was... here's another thing we got to be careful about is they will try to smear the good guys. Now, I'm not saying that Dan Crenshaw's a good guy. I don't know.
I don't like him. I didn't like him when he did the Patriot Act. I didn't like him when he's going against our gun rights.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You could be right. I haven't done enough homework on him to know right or wrong, but I've also seen where they'll take a good guy and they'll throw a bunch of crap on him and see what sticks, and a lot of it is not true through the propaganda machine. So you got to be careful because they're also trying to get you to not like the champions. And so it's a tough call out there to find the
from the research truth. I've done on him, and I've done pretty good research on him, no. He needs to go.
Well, you might do a little pet project and give me some of that stuff and send it to me. We'll do a little bit on it next week because I'm not afraid of any of this stuff. I just want to see the truth.
Well,
and it's getting hard to find.
And my point on it is it's not a left or right issue. It's a matter of are you okay being screwed over by these people time and time again and have them tell you one thing, campaign on it, and then literally throw you under the bus the moment they get the opportunity? What about all this stuff that happened over there in Afghanistan?
Sounds like our local elections.
Yeah, it's corrupt all the way at the bottom levels, all the way to the top. We still have people in Afghanistan to this day. We had our security forces this last week that had literally taken a Taliban attack, and they killed the security forces that helped us. We promised them to get them out.
Right.
Yeah. It's wrong.
Well, it is, and you know, I don't know if God's got to come back in order to straighten this out or what, but there
well,
is.
At this same exact moment, we got to go to a break in 2 minutes, but I want to hit this before we do. Republicans say Pelosi is holding up the Uyghur anti-slavery bill.
Uyghur.
These people,
it's Uyghur.
Uyghur, okay. Yeah. They're holding up the anti-slavery bill for these people that are literally having
in
their
China.
Organs harvested
right.
in China. For yeah. These people that are literally being taken prisoner and captive because of their religion, which I'm not a Muslim, but I'm also not anti-Muslim. The thing about it is you literally look at these people that they're having their organs harvested, forced into slave camps, forced to work for nothing, and we are holding up the bills that are pushing through on this. We've got all kinds of stuff like this.
Well, then China's, you know, China's control is about mind control. That's why you've got this massive hypnosis thing, I think, in the narrative. And, you know, they've pretty much, whether China, New World Order, take your pick, have compromised the mainstream media. It's really easy to see now that you've seen, you know, Cuomo going down. Now you got Don Lemon going down because, you know, Cuomo's like a chain reaction from his brother because, he's got sexual things going on and people are confused. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other, his brother steps up to help him. And then you find out, he's got stuff going on. And then Don Lemon. And then you got Fat Seltzer over there. Snickering and rubbing his hands together, you know, like Snidely Whiplash, because he's waiting to get the top spot as the anchor. Who knows what we're going to find on Stelter? You know, they're all dirty. They all push a narrative. They all lie about it. And I think everybody needs to shut off the freaking TV.
Honestly, at this point, I think...
Am I ranting?
You are, a little
Sorry.
Bit.
Sorry.
At this point, I think you cannot get into those positions and actually be on national live TV unless you have compromising situations in your past.
Unless you do the dance they want you to do.
That's what I personally
well,
that,
we could talk about sexually explicit activities in order to get to those positions, but then we might be talking about Weinstein, so let's go to a break.
We're going to a break, and then we have a guest in the studio. So you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
No heartaches, though, no longer lonely. Nights of waiting finally won me. Happiness is all rolled up in you. And now with you as inspiration, I look toward a destination sunny, bright, that once before was blue. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. So take my hand outside my journey, free from all the helpless worry that besets a man when he's alone. More strength is mine when we're together, and with you I know I'll never have to pass the high road or the low. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. Play magic fingers.
Staying healthy isn't easy, especially during the holidays. Watching your diet, staying active, managing stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and effortlessly adjusts to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Bring proven quality sleep home for the holidays. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Vintage.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
H-J, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Well, there's a black man with a black cat, little black man. You know, he thinks he's got it so good. And there's a woman in the kitchen, bringing up the evening slime. And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop with love. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me.
Man, I could listen to a little more of that. I like that. Thanks, Travis.
You're
got little pink houses for you and me. Yeah, that's what we need is little pink houses. I think there was sort of a communistic viewpoint there, possibly.
I was going to say, I love his music, but yes, politics are... Another thing, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about his politics. I do like his music.
I do like his music.
I always kind of took that as a good thing that we should all be in little pink houses and this is America and we're free.
No, I love it. I'm just saying. So, right. Anyway, we've got a guest in the studio. We've got Tim Garman with us, and he's running for District Number 2.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
I just wanted to apologize for Lori. I didn't know you were out there hanging tight. We had a really tight show. I went off on a rant. We weren't ignoring you. I just didn't see you were up on the board there. And that's, we got a reflection here sometimes I can't see. But we are here with Tim today. And so how's things going out on the campaign trail?
Busy.
Busy?
Busy, busy, busy.
I see you're fishing. Yeah. I see you're fishing.
Well, hey, keep that one down, okay? No, you have to take a moment and get out and enjoy the beauty that we have here. And that was a fun trip with my son out there, the fishing trip.
Nice.
He's going to the Navy soon, and just something I wanted to do with him before he took off.
Looks like a pretty nice little rainbow trout there.
Yeah, right? Beautiful. Yeah. Fun times.
He's doing a lot of different things. I saw you making gingerbread houses or with the kids.
I did. I make all the gingerbread for the kids, and... And that's as far as my artistic skills go. At that point, I pass it over to the rest of the family.
So you're not the artiste in the family,
no.
Is what you're saying.
No, sir. Stick figures, and we're okay.
Sounds like me wrapping presents. It's not a pretty
sight. No, yeah.
Have you seen the new present wrapping techniques?
Oh, gosh. I was looking at one today. Are we doing origami now with
present
wrapping?
These are the best things since sliced bread. You buy them online, and it's just a wrapping like not cellophane with a Mylar, like a Mylar bag. You just throw them in there and hit them and pull the string tight and you're done, dude.
We were talking about two totally different things. I was watching this gal. She's all folding it up and she's making all kinds of designs with the wrap. I'm over here. I don't got time for that.
I'm talking about shoving it into the bag and you're done, man. I mean, maybe put and you don't even have to have the little cards put their name on it. You just get a Sharpie, man, and write it in big black letters on the bag, and you're done. It's like you can wrap in about a quarter of the time doing it the other way.
We need a sponsorship for them at this point, because I'm over here, when I wrap my presents, it looks like the homeless bag on a stick. They basically just wrap it up, tape around, we're good.
Yep. Hobo bag.
Yep. My husband gets all into creasing it and doing all this. It's like, not me. Yeah, slap some tape on there and a bow and... It's gone.
So, let's get back to non-Christmas stuff. Go ahead, Linda.
What are you learning out there on the campaign trail about people coming to you? And
everything's been positive from what I've been hearing with people as far as my campaign goes. I feel confident with that. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I have learned stuff. I met with a gentleman yesterday, and yeah, we talked about some of the stuff with the DA and what that looks like and different numbers with that. So it's just I get these opportunities to meet with different people that I wouldn't have prior to running for the supervisor position. So for me, it's enlightening. I requested a ride along with the sheriff's department, but so far no response.
Really?
They're
really
giving me the cold shoulder over there. They're saying COVID, you know,
really?
So I can't ride along.
Even in the back seat?
I don't know. I guess maybe if that's what it takes, Linda, maybe we'll have to see.
Okay.
But no, I've requested some ride-alongs there. I'm trying to get out and meet some of the different people, do some of the different stuff. That way when I take office on February 1st or soon after that, I'll at least hit the ground running.
Right.
You know, I don't want to sit there and just be idle. I want to make a difference.
Oh, right. Good. Yeah. I got a question in the chat room. You want to ask him, Linda?
Okay, we have a question in the chat room that says they want to know, where are you from, what school did you go to, and how long have you lived here?
Okay. I was born in Daly City, California, way back in the, well, I'll just tell you, 1967. No secret with my age. When I was in first grade, my family moved to Red Bluff, California, just north of town off of Jelly's Ferry Road. My parents still live in the same 40 acres today. I had asthma as a child really bad, and they had to get out of the fog and all that area.
Lucky you.
So they told my parents to go to a hot place.
Yeah. No, that's good.
They picked a good spot. So that's where I grew up, graduated high school in 1986 from Red Bluff High School. I did spend 1 year at Hay Fork in high school, my sophomore and junior year, split that in between.
We won't hold that
It was a good experience, and it was a beautiful town at that point in time.
We have relatives there.
Yeah. Yeah, spent a lot of time in Hay Fork.
I have a lot of family that's buried up there, and my grandparents and a couple of cousins. But it is a beautiful area. It's just a different world now than it was back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Been in Shasta County pretty much my entire adult life. Been in Happy Valley for the last 8-plus years. We were there previously before that. We had rented a place, and the well was bad, and we had to move. Couldn't find a place to rent. So we got to this point where we were able to buy. We purposely looked back in Happy Valley because we took our kids to school there, even for the couple of years we weren't in that district. It's our home, and that's we love it out there.
So you're pretty happy in Happy Valley.
Pretty happy in Happy Valley.
That's a good thing.
You know.
So let's talk about, are you still living in the same district you were living in?
Yeah,
to the redistricting that they completely ignored, because I was on that committee. We set up a couple of plans, and then all of a sudden it goes to the staff, and they come back after the meeting and suggestions from Modi, and it completely changes everything to something completely different than what we submitted. And I'm thinking, why did I get on this committee and spend all this time doing all this for nothing? Because they didn't follow any of the recommendations that we actually agreed to, the five of us on the committee. And now I hear is it true that you are now no longer in the district that you were living in before?
That is true. A gal at church asked me that this morning before I came over here. She thought she wasn't going to be able to vote. Okay, so this, because now they're technically I live in District 5 now, but I'm running for District 2.
And of course, this is not political, is it?
That would be illegal, right?
Yeah.
So basically, District 2 people now, we got to get the word out. Excuse me, District 5 people in Happy Valley need to go vote for District 2. They still have the right to go vote on February the 1st. That's the message that has to get out at this point in time, is go vote. Your supervisor may be different, but it makes a big difference.
So maybe everybody in the county...
Yeah, go vote.
Go vote. And also, you might want to go to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors map of the new districts so you can actually figure out what district you're in, because you might not be in the same district that you thought you were before.
Yeah, 44,000 people got shuffled districts.
Wow. Okay, so when does it take effect?
I don't know when it actually takes effect, Linda. I believe that it's...
February 2nd, I believe. Is it second?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the official date takes place.
So that makes a lot of sense. You're running for two, but on February 2nd, you're going to be in District 5.
Yep. But, hey, the good news is I can still serve a District 5 school board in Happy Valley.
And you get to move.
Oh,
and if you want to stay on the board, you get to move.
Right? So, but in the meantime, I get to stay on the board, which I think is important for our community and our kids.
Yes.
At this point in time, because that's a big item, and it was one of my things that I was hesitant to run with supervisor was, because the school board right now is a very important position.
I think it's one of the, I think it's not the most important position other than the Board of Supervisors, because
it most certainly can be.
So there's a silver lining with all of this in my point at this point in time. 3 years from now, I either have to move districts or wait another year and run for District 5.
Right. So. Well, and the thing is that at the school board level, you can opt out of these emergency measures, you know, and they could actually do that at the Board of Supervisors level as well. They just pretend they can't.
Yep.
And which is, I mean, you were there. I read that. Yeah. You know, I pulled the emergency declaration by Gavin Mussolini and read it to him and said, hey, you guys can get out of this anytime you want. But it's not about the money. But then in the last Board of Supervisors meeting, did you notice what Leonard Modi had to say?
I was not. I was in jury duty that day, unfortunately.
Oh, well, he said, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have an exact quote, is that, what are you guys, are going to turn down $32 million from the state? Are you crazy?
Yeah, I heard, I think it was $34
million. Whatever.
I did get a replay from a couple of guys who were there.
You mean to tell me that you won't accept $34 million because we have no money today?
Because I want to know what strings are attached. And I think we need to make that a little bit of a pet project. Does that mean that you have to stay in the emergency? Does that mean that you have to follow the governor's mandate? Does that mean that if the governor mandates that you have to vax your kids before they can go get something to eat? Or like in Oregon, they had them standing outside in the rain, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so does that... So my question to them that day was, is every... So it doesn't matter what the strings are. It's always about the money, right? Because if they try to give your kid an untried medical procedure that's emergency authorization with no accountability to the guys who's creating it and could actually kill them, and you should just go along with the program because $32 million is going to shore up the county budget?
Yeah. Well, and Brightside, now instead of 55 years, now they're saying it's 75 years before they release the data.
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah.
Right.
And,
we'll be dead by then. That's why.
We don't even know what kind of mandates are going to come down from the time you receive the money to like 2030 or whatever.
Well, I believe it's 2026 that we have to follow the mandates to receive the money.
Okay, until 2026, say.
That's what I think.
And we don't even know what kind of mandates are going to come down.
They can make up all kinds of fun stuff between now and then.
Gavin Mussolini would never do that, would he?
Yeah.
He wouldn't like use his office to overreach and control everybody for, I don't know, money or something.
No,
he wouldn't do that. So what I read was, is that this is what I actually read on that day. I said, I have a question for Mr. Mone and the board. If you were asked to try an experimental emergency and dangerous medical treatment with no long-term clinical trials on your kids, where the manufacturer has no liability or responsibility if they have adverse reactions, including death, how much money would, is that worth $32 million? How much would it cost for you to give up all your constitutional rights? You know, how about control over your body, given it to government agencies where they would never abuse, and some things more important than money? I mean, come on, you know, they don't want to look at this stuff because it's like they're the hypnotizing thing that we talked about earlier. They're so hypnotized into their own little world that facts and data don't matter at all. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
We know Modi's that way. Just look what he did during the fires.
So what would you do about it?
So would you take the $34 million no matter what?
Nope.
Yeah.
You're not gonna sit there and not with those strings attached. No way.
Well, see, and what saying is the county is going to have to become accountable, period, at some point for all their misuse of funds, for all their malfeasance, for all of their over-bloated programs, out-of-control spending.
Maybe you don't need the $34 million if you go back and look at some of the
which
other
also
stuff.
Means that if you get elected and you start reversing these policies, you're going to take a ton of heat from people because
I'm already taking heat.
It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful.
I got some thick skin.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's what we need in there. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So reverse the policy. What about an audit? What about a forensic audit?
Yes. Why has that not happened? I get asked that quite frequently, and why it hasn't happened prior is beyond me.
There's nothing to hide.
It's not really beyond it. Yeah. We know why.
So you're out there talking with the people in the community. What is one of the number one things that they bring to you, and concern wise?
It is probably the what I'm hearing mostly, Linda, is COVID. You hear that, the mask and whatnot, but you hear a lot of the people on the streets, the criminal aspect to it, and what can we do to fix that? You know, yesterday RPD arrested a a gentleman who had brandished a knife down at Safeway. And
I did hear something
Lulu's.
About that, yeah.
You know, it's just, the guy's from out of town. He came here, I forget the city, somewhere down Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And it's like, first of all, these people are being imported for one reason or another. They're here, but what are we going to do about it? Right? We're doing nothing. We're not acting on anything. We need to figure out how to get some more jail space and some reevaluate our mental health facilities and figure out how we can make improvements there. And we need to act on it.
Sure we don't.
We need to just stop talking about it. We need to act on it.
Are you sure we don't need a bigger Health and Human Services department?
Yeah. A big square building.
Yeah, a big square building where everybody gets paid a lot, you know. All you have to do is show up.
Well, look at the new courthouse
that
they're building. Yeah. Look at all that nice space that they got there with no holding cells or anything in it.
Well, here's what's going on, in my opinion. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. Is they're using this COVID, they're riding this horse into the dirt and beating it to death to get rid of our constitutional rights, to get more control in the hands of local county government, state government, federal government. And so, you know, that's what I think this whole COVID thing has turned into. Right, wrong, you know, we know there's an actual virus. But does that mean you give up all your rights and hand all your money to the what say you, Tim?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Should we give up all of our rights because of the COVID? Should we give up all control of our health?
No. We should never give up our rights. That's in the Constitution. There's nothing out there that would make us give up our rights.
So you don't think that the governor's emergency mandate?
What emergency?
Oh yeah, I guess
I mean. That's kind of what I think about that.
Well,
and you're correct on that. So information this week that ended up coming out, Omicron, it was discovered in South Africa on November 9th, and it was reported to the World Health Organization on November 24th. Most recent sequencing data shows 75% of cases in Africa now are the Omicron variant. They have had a drop from a case fatality rate of almost 9% down to 1.7%.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen, I think, naturally with any kind of a virus, right? Mm-hmm. The virus is trying to survive, just like you and I are. Mm-hmm. It wants to live. And if it kills the host,
bingo,
it's dead, right? So it's going to mutate and change or whatever it's going to do every so slightly. It is going to become less and less deadly as time goes on. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to be no more than the common flu, which it isn't much more now.
Hearing you articulate that makes me feel a whole lot better, because you can sit there, and I've done it. I've talked to these people till I was blue in the face about exactly what's happening. We know this causes myocarditis in children. Why is it having a blood thinner that now is included in it?
Right.
Why are they now saying the cold weather is going to cause an increase in blood clots and heart attacks?
Why have they admitted that it doesn't work at all, and we need boosters?
All right. And with that, I had a caller call in, and they had a question for you, and we're going to change subjects. They wanted to know how you would have voted with this wage increase that they did at this last meeting.
13%.
Some of it was 13%. I've heard different numbers, 1 to 49%. Whatever it was, what is your feeling about them raising wages?
And when you say them, it's not the Board of Supervisors.
Define them for me.
That's what I'm saying. It's the department heads and heads of different departments is getting the
wage. Okay. What I'd like to do, I'm not really going to answer that. I'm sorry for the caller there. What I would like to do when I get in office is to kind of go through department by department. And maybe some are underpaid and they need a raise or they need some help. Maybe some are overpaid and they need to be gone. Or decrease in pay, but it's going to be more of a department head by department head, and it go through each department thoroughly and see what changes could be made. Because I know right now some of the department heads are paid as much as some much larger counties, and that should not be the case here in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully for the caller that kind of answers your question.
I'm sorry.
If not, you can call back, and we'll put you on the air, or I'll talk to you on the phone in the other room. But yeah, hopefully, and that's a good answer until you know exactly who got what where and what's going on. So
well, I was just pulling up the Shasta County records as far as who's getting paid what, transparency. You know, I've been asking this question. The highest paid person in the county is Shepherd J. Green. I assume he's still there. This is the stats from 2019.
I've never heard anything about
him. That's my point. Nobody even knows who this guy is, and is with benefits and total pay, he's making $364,000 a year. Wow. I mean, who is this guy? Why is he getting paid so much? I'm just curious. And then the next one is Karen Randstrom, the health officer, with her total pay and benefits is $284. How do you get to be the chief of psychiatry and make 180 grand more than anybody else in the freaking county?
Don't know.
What does he do? Does anybody know?
Evidently not.
Send an email.
Yeah, evidently
not. I don't
even
know where the guy lives.
Well, so here's what's interesting on that, too. The President of the United States makes $400,000 a year. Now think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing, no overbloated pay here.
Yeah.
That's, I'm making more than the Speaker of the House, and I'm the Chief of Psychiatry for Shasta County.
And
for that also. He's running against Dr. Fauci, don't you know?
I got out of the vehicle here, and there was a person that was mentally ill that was
the one
outside.
That was screaming?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my heart broke for her. So if this guy's the top of psychiatry, he's doing a piss poor job.
Well, one of the
here.
Persons well. In the chat room said that he they believe his position is still vacant. So that's what he was making in 2019.
Great.
I don't know, is that position still available to anybody, and are they still getting the pay? It says that Shepherd Green isn't with the county anymore. I'm just curious, you know, how did that even occur?
So
I wouldn't be with the
go?
County either because I've got so much money. I'm headed to Pango Pango.
I'm going
but
to Idaho.
This is the thing. So at the point, they were mismanaging these funds. And who are they?
No.
The people that are there right now who have been there for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Let's let Tim, have you got, we got about 4 minutes here, six minutes.
Okay.
So tell us what anything you want to get out there that you feel is important as far as your campaign and your platform, and then how do people get a hold of you to donate or help you out or volunteer?
Okay, they can go to my Facebook page, Tim Garman for Supervisor, or you can go to the website, garmanforsupervisor.com. That's spelled out F-O-R, supervisor.com, with a Garman in front of that. So either one of those places, there should be a donate button there. If not, feel free to give me a call. I'll give you my number. It's 530-357-4200. And I'm not afraid to give that out. I've given it out for many, many years over all sorts of different organizations I've been with. So call if you want to. That's the easiest way to get in touch with me. Some of the other campaign issues is unity is one. It's important for me, and it's strange to say that. This county and this country is so freaking divided, it's not even funny.
Right.
And I think that we're being played to divide each other.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow we've got to bring some unity back. And it's hard. It's hard to do that. But that is one of the things I'm going to try to do, is bring this county a little bit back together to try to build some trust between the citizens and then the governing boards of the county. Because right now there's no trust.
No trust at all.
Okay, there's
no
trust.
What about crime?
Crime? Well, yeah, I think we spoke that a little bit earlier we need to get some better mental health facilities in a jail. We got to get the criminals off the street. And I know our hands are kind of tied with what the state has done with just saying, here, COVID, go free.
Right.
But still, we have to figure something out locally to keep our citizens here because they're leaving.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People, long time Shasta County citizens are packing up and going for what they call greener pastures in states where they actually put people in jail.
So right. Another question I have for you is actually based upon the permitting process and a lot of business owners that I've spoken to that they're getting reamed at every possible avenue right now by the city and by the county. And I want to know what's your thought as far as that goes.
Coming from an ex-construction background and having a lot of friends in that, that's a great one because I just asked us this the other day. The biggest issue that I'm hearing from people is the time that it takes to get a permit. Mm-hmm. Forget the dollars, which is outrageous, but the timing is just – these guys are business owners. They're trying to do stuff for our community, keep our dollars rolling through, right? But they take forever to get a permit. Or when you get an inspection, it takes forever for the inspector to come out. And, you know, they're allowing some pictures and stuff because of COVID, but it's just not fluent at all. So we have to make that a lot more fluent. And I believe that the permit issue should also be changed up a little bit where – if I have applied for a permit for my house or any of you for that matter, they should come out and look at the one thing that they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't sit there and snoop all over your property and try to find something from 50 years ago that may not be up to code. Because what that does, that stops you or me from saying, I'm not going to get a permit. If they're going to look at these other things, I'm not going to spend any money with the county. So if they just came out and did what they did, people would get their permits, the county would make some money, and everybody be better off for that.
Second Amendment, sanctuary county, go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, that's the other thing. It's like people follow these mandates, and they're it's tyranny. Mm-hmm. Right? And in the Constitution, we don't have to follow tyranny, you guys. Mm-hmm. We don't.
Right. Yeah, and you will be there Thursday, December 16th in Cottonwood at
sure
the debate.
Will.
Come so, so if you want to meet him or have more questions.
Where's that debate at again?
American Legion Hall in Cottonwood, and the address is 3297 Chestnut Street. And if you come early, you can get, for $10, dinner and a drink, and the doors open at 5:30.
For $10, eh? That's
you can't beat dinner
for
that, right?
Yeah, you can't beat that. So if you have more questions and want to meet him in person, you can
come and do that. I'm also going to next week start doing meet and greets at different points in my district. It'll just be myself, but I want to host at different churches and different locations that are in my district for people in that area to come and say hi to myself and do that.
Okay, so how would people know when you're going to be doing that?
It'll be posted on our website and on a Facebook page once we get all the dates and locations ironed out.
All right.
But I wanted to give people a chance to come and know who I am, because I'm not some extremist racist person that some of the people are trying to paint me as.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I wonder who would be doing that.
Yeah, right.
And one more time, give out your contact information.
GarmanForSupervisor.com or Tim Garman for Supervisor on a Facebook page. 357-4200 on the phone number. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it on a short notice there, Tim.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good.
We'll have you back again.
We got a minute or so to wrap it up. We're at 11:59, so I think they're going to...
Yep. We're on countdown that we're going to be over here in just a few seconds.
Gotta cue the music up. So I'm going to start it out as I always start out at the end of the program. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I am just a simple man.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.